This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat in Southland District with your Extension Crop Report. Over half of ag land is rented or crop shared in Kansas, forming relationships between the landowners and the leasing farmers. Most ag operations expand beyond the land that the operation owns itself and the need to run more cattle or grow more crops to stay financially solvent. It is important to have proper communication between the producer and the landlord. There are two main types of agricultural leases, crop share and cash rent. With crop share, a certain percentage of the crop and agricultural inputs are shared between the producer and the landlord. People commonly call their local extension office asking, as a crop share landlord, should they be paying for herbicides and pesticides? Generally, that is common, but it's not an absolute. There are different ways that crop share leases are arranged. With cash rent, it is more straightforward. This is a set rate of pay per acre farmed, regardless of the profit. People who call into the extension office with this type of lease often ask if they are getting a fair price for their land. This is another issue that is hard to answer, as there are a lot of factors to determine a fair price and not a lot of data to determine what the local averages are. One thing to keep in mind when deciding between the two types of leases is that landowners of cash rent contracts don't receive any share of the governmental payments, as this only goes to those who have a risk in production. Over time, crop share agreements should pay more to the landowners and give some risk to sheltering to the farmers. However, I usually suggest that landowners who are out of state or far removed from farming go with a cash rent and to use a written contract to keep things simplified. Regardless of crop share or rented, most ag contracts run from the March 1st to March 1st, unless otherwise stated. Changes to contracts need to be agreed upon 30 days before March 1st. It is always suggested to get a contract in writing that specifies the contract terms and conditions. Written contracts are usually not very complex, but makes a leasing contract much more clear. Contracts also need to be updated every 2 to 3 years, even if it's just to change the rental amounts. If a landlord wants to terminate a written or even an oral contract, a written termination letter is required. It also uses the 30 days before the March 1st or 30 days before the end of contract. If you are a landlord or a leasing tenant and see a survey asking about land rental details, either from the NASS or your local extension office, please help us out by filling it out. In the Wildcat District, we are attempting to collect our own rental data from the local landowners, farmers, and ranchers. This data that we collect is all that we have most of the time to give reliable answers when people call in asking about leasing questions. Please call 620-724-8233 if you have any questions about land renting. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.